Now, a Fox News exclusive.
Travis Rust found himself happily sweating on national television, explaining what he was doing in the marshlands outside the Kennedy Space Center, what he saw, what he didn't see, and his theory on the alien letters that appeared in the sky before an unknown power had puddled the orbiter Reliant. The program went out live, and Rust had visions of fame and fortune, not to mention a career change. The media was always hungry for telegenic experts. Travis Rust would be only too happy to pontificate on the extraterrestrial threat to Earth, a subject on which he was an unqualified expert, having read the National Enquirer every week since 1984. That was before the three men in the charcoal-black suits and impenetrable sunglasses burst in on mid-telecast and confiscated every photo in sight. Travis Rust, too.
Who are you people?
Hey, what...
Rust was picked up by his elbows and escorted off camera with his shoe heels barely dragging the floor.
Government agents.
They're the men in black. They cover up stuff like this.
The newscaster followed with a microphone.
What?
My Enquirer editor will know. Tell him what happened here.
That was the last the public saw of Travis Rust, until the world had been dragged to the brink and beyond. Dr. Harold W. Smith was toiling under the shaky, fluorescent lights of Fulcroft Sanitarium in Rye, New York. His computer alerted him of a mission-pertinent story moving on the wire.
Now what is this?
It was out of AP. They were carrying a report that Fox TV was broadcasting a live interview with a news photographer who had snapped critical shots of the Reliant disaster. The touch of a hot key transformed Smith's amber monochrome screen into a color TV set. He got the local Fox affiliate by entering another code. The picture resolved just as Travis Rust was being escorted from the studio by three faceless men in dark sunglasses and dull black business suits, calling out something about men in black.
What are men in black?
Putting the question aside, Smith watched as the stammering Fox broadcaster tried to fill the dead air now that he was alone in the studio facing an empty guest's chair that still spun from the velocity with which Travis Rust had been taken away.
That was Travis Red Rust being carried off by three men purporting to be from the government. To recap, Mr. Rust snapped what may be the single most important photograph in the chain of events that began with the biobubble disaster and progressed to the Reliant catastrophe. Just moments before the Reliant collapsed into a bubbling metallic mass, an ominous word appeared in the night sky, consisting of three letters, two seemingly in our Roman alphabet, but the middle one looking like a reversed N.
The camera came in for a tight shot of the broadcaster's serious, sweat-dappled face.
Are these acts of sabotage warnings from a hostile intelligence from beyond our own atmosphere?
Rubbish.
Smith started to reach for the hotkey that would restore normal computer functions. Then tape was played of the photo under discussion.
What?
He froze. His gray eyes took in the three letters. They blinked. His firm mouth, normally compressed in concentration, made a round, bloodless hole just before his jaw dropped on slack muscles.
My God!
Blindly, Smith reached for the red telephone that connected him with the White House. The President of the United States was conferring with his national security advisors when the call came in. When he had first taken over the Oval Office and the previous chief executive had explained about Cure and the hotline, he said that he had set up a baby monitor in the Lincoln bedroom two flights above so that when the red telephone rang, he would know it if he were anywhere in the White House.
It's your worry now.
And the outgoing president had surrendered the portable baby monitor.
Excuse me, been sitting here so long I gotta pee up a storm.
His advisors were working the phones, trying to discover which agency was kidnapping journalists on live TV and hardly noticed. They were pale and haggard of face and baggy of eye. The tiny elevator took the commander-in-chief to the red telephone. He snapped up the handset.
Go ahead, Smith.
Mr. President, there is a strange report on Fox TV.
Yeah, I heard. Some goofball Enquirer photographer.
I do not think so.
They're talking up Martians.
The letters are not Martian, Mr. President. They are Cyrillic. You know, the letters of the Russian alphabet, devised by St. Cyril in the 9th century. They are based on the Greek alphabet, so there are many letters in common.
Oh, yeah, right.
They show three letters, M, a backward N, and a P.
Yes?
In Cyrillic Russian, these letters are pronounced Mia.
Okay.
Transliterated from the Russian, MNP becomes Mir.
Mir. Mir.
The word means peace.
That's good, isn't it?
Mir is the name of the Russian space station orbiting the Earth.
Uh-oh. Are you saying the Russians are attacking our space program?
I am saying that in the instant before the Reliant was obliterated, the Russian word for peace, the name of their space station, appeared very high in the sky over the target area. No more, no less.
Oh, man. I think I'd rather it be the Martians.
There are no Martians.
I wouldn't be so sure of that.
What do you mean, Mr. President?
I was watching the Fox telecast when those three goons claiming to be from Washington came and hauled that photographer off. We've checked with CIA, NSA, DOD, everyone I could think of. They all disavow sending any agents.
I fail to follow.
Before Rust was dragged off, he was talking about Men in Black.
I'm not familiar.
Men in Black are those mysterious guys who go around confiscating UFO evidence. Some say they're CIA, others say they're Air Force. A lot of people think they're really space aliens.
I trust you do not believe the latter theory.
A smart president doesn't rule anything in or out when dealing with national security issues, especially one who watches the X-Files faithfully.
I will look into the Russian aspects of this.
How?
If necessary, I will send my people to Russia.
I can't believe the Russians would attack us like this. And why advertise themselves?
I do not know, but I take some of their recent space activity as very suggestive.
You mean that shuttle launch last month?
Yes. It was strange that they reactivated their shuttle program. Buran 1 was retired after one unmanned orbital flight in 1988. Buran 2 orbiter was placed in storage years ago and never flown until now.
It was a colossal joke. The thing's so unsafe, they don't dare send up cosmonauts in it.
To the contrary, Mr. President. The fact that the Buran could be launched and returned to Earth safely by robot is an advantage over U.S. shuttle technology.
None of this computes, Smith. Russians are Martians. Why would Martians attack us? We'd never attack them.
I will get back to you.